This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Argentina's coronavirus death toll surpassed 10,000 on Monday, the government said, as the South American nation struggled to bring its infection rate under control. Of 488,007 confirmed cases of COVID-19, there have been 10,129 deaths. Almost half of the coronavirus tests administered are yielding a positive result. Argentina has been under lockdown since March 20th, though cases have spiked in recent weeks. Some areas of the country, including the capital, remain under varying levels of quarantine. Meanwhile, Australia's second most populous state of Victoria on Tuesday reported 55 new cases and 8 deaths. Victoria has become the COVID-19 hotspot of the country. The southeastern state, which extended a hard lockdown in its capital of Melbourne until September 28th, now accounts for about 75% of the country's 26,377 cases and 90% of its 770 deaths. Earlier, the World Health Organization said countries that bolstered their healthcare systems in recent years have fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised Thailand, Mongolia, and Senegal for their response to the virus and urged all governments to learn from the current pandemic and prepare for the next one. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded verbal attacks about COVID-19 vaccines in their respective Labor Day remarks today. The president called for the Democratic Party nominees to immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. That's a quote. Biden told reporters in Pennsylvania on Monday he'd like to see a vaccine as soon as possible, even if it cost him the election. You're listening to VOA News. Amnesty International has condemned Malta for using what it described as illegal tactics in the Mediterranean against immigrants making the dangerous crossing from North Africa. It said in a report that the approach taken by the Maltese government might have led to avoidable deaths. The report alleged a string of human rights abuses against undocumented immigrants. Hours before Amnesty released its report, UN rights agencies called on Malta and the European Union to end the latest humanitarian crisis on board a cargo ship off the Maltese coast. The cargo ship Maersk Etienne has on board 27 migrants that it rescued at the request of Maltese authorities, but Malta has since declined to give the ship permission to dock. Amnesty has accused Malta of unlawfully pushing migrants back to Libya, diverting boats to Italy rather than rescuing people in distress, and illegally detaining hundreds of people in ferries off the Maltese shore. The Maltese government did not immediately comment on the Amnesty report. But Prime Minister Robert Abela said Sunday the situation on the Maersk Etienne was not Malta's responsibility. The ship is sailing under a Danish flag. Simon Marks, a freelance journalist who often reports for VOA, was stripped of his passport and cell phone at Ethiopia's Bole International Airport Monday while traveling to cover elections in the Tigray region. Marks is one of at least four journalists who were barred from boarding the flight in Addis Ababa on their way to Tigray to cover the elections that the federal government has deemed illegal. National elections, scheduled to take place last month, were postponed in March due to concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic. But in defiance of the order, the Tigray region announced it would be holding elections for its regional parliament this week. Mark said the security officers at the airport made it clear that the controversial elections were the reason they were stopping him. Hundreds of people gathered Monday afternoon in a small town south of Portland, Oregon, for a pro-Donald Trump vehicle rally. This came just a week after a member of a far-right group was fatally shot when a pro-Trump caravan drove through Portland, Oregon's largest city. Vehicles waving flags in support of Trump and police forces gathered at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City. Organizers said they would drive to Salem. They did not plan to enter Portland. On August 29th, Aaron J. Danielson, a supporter of the far-right group Patriot Prayer, was killed in Portland when the pro-Trump caravan went downtown. Trump supporters fired paintballs at counter-demonstrators who tried to block their way. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have burned a record amount of land this year. Fire crews are battling dozens of blazes in the middle of a heat wave. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.